pro-Trump activists, who say they are in coordination with the White House, are circulating a 17-page draft executive order. It claims that China interfered in the 2020 election as a basis to declare a national emergency, an emergency that would unlock extraordinary presidential power over voting. President Donald Trump has repeatedly previewed a plan to mandate voter ID and to ban mail ballots in the November midterm elections. The activists expect their draft will figure into Trump's promised executive order on the issue. The White House has declined to elaborate on his plans. Under the Constitution, it's the legislatures and the states that really control how a state conducts its elections. The president doesn't have any power to do that, so says Peter Tichtin, a Florida lawyer advocating for the draft executive order. Tichtin attended the New York Military Academy with Trump. He was part of Trump's legal team that filed an unsuccessful 2022 lawsuit, accusing Democrats of conspiring to damage him with allegations that his 2016 campaign colluded with Russia. But here, Tichtin says, we have a situation where the president is aware that there are foreign interests interfering in our election processes. That, he argues, causes a national emergency, one where the president has to be able to deal with it. The emergency, Tichtin says, would empower the president to ban mail ballots and to ban voting machines as the victors of foreign interference. This idea, claiming emergency executive powers based on foreign interference, it attaches new significance to the administration's efforts to reinvestigate the 2020 election. Trump has never accepted defeat, yet he has never found evidence of widespread fraud. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard is leading a review of election security. Officials say it focuses on foreign influence. A 2021 intelligence review concluded that China considered efforts to influence the election, but did not go through with them. Tichtin says he's had, in his words, certain coordination with White House officials. He declined to specify details, citing safety concerns. Still, he notes, his input has successfully led to a presidential action before. Tichtin represents Tina Peters, a former Colorado County clerk imprisoned on state charges for breaking into voting equipment. Trump said he pardoned her in December. The presidential pardon, however, did not free Peters from her 9-year prison term, because the president has no power over state crimes. A White House official says the staff is regularly in communication with a variety of outside advocates. These advocates share their policy ideas with the president, but any speculation about his actions or announcements, the official says, is just speculation. I have searched the depths of legal arguments not yet articulated or vetted on this subject, Trump said on social media February 13. I will be presenting an irrefutable one in the very near future, he added. I will be presenting them shortly, in the form of an executive order. Trump is pressuring Republicans to pass legislation requiring proof of citizenship for voter registration, and ID to cast ballots. The measure, called the Save America Act, passed the House, but it faces obstacles in the Senate, where Republican leaders have rejected Trump's demand to change the chamber's rules to move the legislation forward. President Trump, spokeswoman Abigail Jackson says, is committed to ensuring that Americans have full confidence in the administration of elections. That means, she says, totally accurate and up-to-date voter rolls, free of errors, and free of unlawfully registered non-citizen voters. The president has urged Congress to pass the SAVE Act and other proposals, establishing a uniform national photo ID for voting, prohibiting no-excuse mail-in voting, and ending the practice of ballot harvesting. Trump has said that if the bill fails, he will act unilaterally to impose the changes for the midterms. What the executive order could look like, and the draft now circulating among activists, have not been previously reported. An early version of the proposed draft, obtained by the Washington Post, cites a 2018 executive order. That order declared an emergency to impose sanctions on foreign entities targeting election infrastructure. President Joe Biden repeatedly extended that emergency. In 2024, the Treasury Department used the order to sanction certain Iranian and Russian entities. There is now clear and compelling evidence from court cases and forensic analysis that these threats have not been mitigated, but instead have intensified, the proposed draft reads. Dated April 2025, it concludes, this constitutes an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security and foreign policy of the United States. Last June, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa released FBI records. They showed an initial tip alleging a Chinese effort to produce fraudulent driver's licenses for mail ballots. Suspicions of Chinese ballots even spurred the infamous hunt for bamboo fibers in Arizona ballots during the 2021 Republican-led audit, an audit that reaffirmed Joe Biden's victory in the state. Tulsi Gabbard was recently present when the FBI searched a warehouse in Fulton County, Georgia, seizing ballots from the 2020 election. The affidavit to obtain the warrant, however, did not allege foreign interference. Her office also examined voting machines in Puerto Rico for cybersecurity vulnerabilities, in coordination with the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the Department of Homeland Security, according to her spokesperson. That inquiry was first reported by Reuters. The stage is largely being set by the revelations coming out of foreign powers being involved in influencing the 2020 election, said Jerome Corsi, the man who circulated the draft executive order in July. Corsi helped spread the birtherism smear against Barack Obama, and a conspiracy theory involving slain Democratic staffer Seth Rich, a claim he later apologized for. Special Counsel Robert Mueller investigated Corsi as a possible link between WikiLeaks and Roger Stone during the 2016 campaign, a link Corsi denied. If there was a provable foreign intrusion, he said, that would be a national security emergency, and the order could be issued under his powers as commander-in-chief. Senator Amar Horner of Virginia, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, says there is no national emergency. We've been raising the alarm for weeks about President Trump's attacks on our elections, and now we're seeing reports that outline how they may be planning to do it, Warner said in a statement. This is a plot to interfere with the will of voters and undermine both the rule of law and public confidence in our elections. The measures listed in the 2025 draft executive order include requiring hand-marked and hand-counted paper ballots, requiring all voters to register anew for the 2026 midterms with proof of citizenship, and restricting mail ballots to very limited circumstances. The draft also proposes authorizing the Justice Department, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the Social Security Administration, and the Postal Service to help identify ineligible voters. It cites emergency authority from the National Emergencies Act of 1976, the Federal Information Security Modernization Act of 2014, and the Defense Production Act of 1950. Article 1, Section 4 of the Constitution assigns the power to regulate elections to state legislatures and Congress, with no role for the president. A presidential emergency on elections has never been tested in court. Trump also signed an executive order last March requiring proof of citizenship on voter registration forms, and withholding funding from states that accept mail ballots arriving after election day. Courts in five cases have blocked parts of the order, three of them pending appeal, and another awaiting a ruling, according to a litigation tracker from the legal website Just Security. The conduct of our elections is not for any president to decide, and it must never be manipulated to serve a political agenda, said the League of Women Voters. The organization, which brought one of the lawsuits against the 2025 order, continued, "We will challenge any executive action that suppresses voters, undermines free and fair elections, or violates the constitutional framework that protects our democracy." A Washington Post ABC News Ipsos poll this month found 54% of American adults and 55% of independents opposed Trump's stated desire for the federal government to take over election administration and vote counting in certain states. 23% said they supported it, and 23% said they had no opinion.